Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And we have Dr. Richard Davenport, president of Minnesota State University, Mankato, on the line with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Marty. How are
Good
you
morning.
Doing?
Just fine, thank you. And thanks for being with us today. Now, last week, we talked a little bit about the need for nurses and other healthcare professionals in outstate Minnesota, as well as engineers. We also talked about some of the collaborative things going on with institutions of higher education. I was wondering about first-generation students. We probably don't see quite as many of them now as we used to, but in fact, many are second and third generation. But are there first-generation students in this day and age?
The truth is, there's new first-generation populations. We have a lot of immigrant populations in our two-year and four-year institutions, and we're seeing a large influx of those students here as well. Students are, I think they understand, and in business industry, the private sector understands that we need to make sure that our graduates, whether they're from a two- or four-year institution, are prepared to work and to get right into the job market. And so we really focus on providing our students with the thirst for knowledge and discovery. We want our students to be involved with the faculty and undergraduate research. We think it's important that our professors carry that thirst for knowledge on to their students in research and a variety of other areas. It's an education like I've never seen before. It's such an opportunity for our students.
One of the things that occurs to me is institutions in outstate Minnesota, such as this one and others, often attract international students. And what's the impact on those communities in terms of cultural diversity?
It is true. Many universities around the country, including Minnesota, are becoming a safe haven for international students and are very attracted to places like Mankato. As a matter of fact, up until a few years ago, we never really actively recruited international students. And today, we have more than 1,000 international students from more than 90 countries. And part of the reason is our focus on global education. So if you come on our campus and walk down the hallways, it's a very, very vibrant, exciting place to be. You will see students from all over the world, and that wasn't the case more than a decade ago. It makes it an exciting learning environment, and I think that's opened the doors to students that might never have considered, coming to the university because they feel comfortable in this climate, in this environment. When I say climate, I'm talking about the university, not the outdoors.
Well, I just want to thank you, President Davenport, for joining us today on Rural Minnesota Radio.
Well, thank you for visiting with me this morning as well.
President Richard Davenport from Minnesota State University, Mankato. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.